We're learning Mesechtas Bracha Staff Yud Ches Amar Aleph, and we'll start again from Yud Zayin Beis right after the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, someone who has Meisei Mutul Lefanov, the halacha is that they are potter from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin and all the mitzvahs. The Gemara makes a diak, Mutul Lefanov Inch, Einem Mutul Lefanov Loi, it's Mashma Dafka, if the mace is right in front of you and you didn't bury him yet, and then you have all these halachas that you're potter all the mitzvahs. Raminu, Misha Mesa Mutul Lefanov, if someone has a mace in front of him, Oichel Bavayis Acher, he has to eat in a different room. If he doesn't have a different room, Oichel Bavayis Chaveri, he's eating in his friend's house. Why shouldn't he eat in front of the mace? Rashi says, because like Loyig Larosh, you know, I guess he's making a bracha, he's eating. It's Loyig Larosh for the mace who can't do mitzvahs anymore. He doesn't have his friend's house, he doesn't have another room, what does he do? He sits in the same room, makes a mechitza, and he eats. He has nothing to make a mechitza, what do you do then? He turns his face, and he eats. And this oinen who eats, the loch is, he doesn't sit down, he doesn't lie down and eat. He doesn't eat basa, he does not drink yayin. Why not? Dr. Ben Yoyin, the reason is because we're scared if he eats basa and yayin, he might be moishich after his tanugim, and the kvuro will get bottled. So therefore, he's not allowed to eat basa and yayin. That's the reason why oinen can't eat basa and yayin. It's not atzavelis. Ovel is allowed to eat basa and yayin in the middle of Shiva. The reason why he can't eat basa and yayin is not atzavelis. The reason is, Dr. Ben Yoyin, because he might get nimshach after his tanugim and miss the kvuro. Ve'einem avarach. He doesn't make brachas. Rashi learns in a tzaruch levarach, he doesn't have to make bracha. Taisus says he's not allowed to make a bracha. Ve'ena mevarach, ve'ena mezamein, doesn't bench. Ve'ena mevarachim v'lov, they don't bench. They don't say a bracha for him. They don't mitzi him with a mitz lechem naretz. Ve'ena mezamein v'lov, they're not mitzarif him to zimun. Upatim akriya shema, u'menat tefillah, u'menat tefillin. He doesn't have to say shema, he doesn't have to daven shema esrei, he doesn't have to put on tefillin. U'mekom mitzvah samuris b'tairah. But the Shabbos, he could eat lying down. Basa shoyes yain, he could eat basa. He drinks wine. Mavarach mezamin, he makes brachas. He benches mavarach love, and they can mitzi him on a mitzvah lachem laros mezamin love, and they make a mitzaref and vezimun. V'chayv v'chol mitzvahs amus b'Torah. He's chayv all the mitzvahs that are on the Torah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, metoych shoyes chayv elam is chayv v'kulam, because he's chayv on Shabbos for these things, chayv and other things. What's the machlokes, the Tanakama of Shimon Gamliel? And the Gemara, if there's a mitzvah's oina unat, according to Rav Shimon, you're chayiv. But according to Tanakama, you are not chayiv. And why the luck is an ovil is zicha os of tashma mita on Shabbos. That's not a shayla. But again, we're not talking about an ovil, we're talking about an oinin. Before the kvuri, it doesn't have din avelis yet. It only has an oinin. And the shayla is oinin. The issa is al kalos rosh, and the question is if on Shabbos you have that issa or not. That's the question. That's the machlokes. Balka ponim. What do you see? We learned the brisa now that all these halachas of oinein were even if he was in a different room. It says if he should eat in a different house or a different room, even though the mace is not in front of him, it sounds like you have all these halachas of oinein. And the Mishnah was mashma dafka mutul lefonov. That's the kasha. Our Mishnah is mashma dafka mutul lefonov. And this brayse was mashma. Even if you go to a different house, you have all these halachas of oinein. Tani mi is part of a kriyas shma mina tefillah mina tefillah mekomis and muris b'tayra. That's the kasha. Achar is mashma. Even if the mace is not in front of you. Amar Papa tirgama that the Papa says this whole long list of things is going on the case in the Mishnah that you were machse ponov oichel. You were in the same room as the mace and you turned around to eat. And that's where all these halachas are going on. So it's all going on the fun of Taka. But not the fun of Taka, there won't be a problem oinen according to Rav Papa. Rav Ashi Amano, Kimun Shemutu Lav the Kaivroi, since it's your responsibility to kaivro him, Kimutu Lefonov Dami. It's like, it's Mutu Lefonov, it's like in front of you. And it brings it right from Pasuk. Shneema, it says by Avram Avinu and Sarah is Nifter, it says that Avram Avinu was maspid his wife Sarah. Then says, "Ve'yakam Avram alpnei mace." So Avram left the mace. Ve'nemar and says he's talking to Bnei Ches in town hall there. Ve'ekbara maceim lefonai, and he says that I'm gonna bury the mace lefonai. So you see, it's called lefonav even when it's not lefonav. Even when it's not lefonav, it's called lefonav because man shemutav lekayver kumutav lefonav dami. Anytime you have a responsibility to bury the person, it's like mutav lefonav dami.
Because
the relative is all mechuyev. It's all mechuyev. I'm saying, and Tosis brings down a ma'isa shemesa achoysoi shorbeinu tam b'Shabbos v'adilu matzah Shabbos be'ir acheres, and he ate basa shofsi yain. And he says, since the sister has a husband, shechayev b'kfurosa ain't also basa b'yain. So that's, but it says ma'isa. He's not sure if Rebbeinu Tam would make it in the same city as well, but whoever's the responsibility, we'll go the other way. Whoever's responsible in Kvura is for sure Oinin. And a Karev also, because a Karev, even though it's not his job, the Karev is always responsible. He feels responsible.
Is the Chevra Kedisha in town then? It's okay.
It's so, no, still. Who's paying the Chevra Kedisha? It's free? And who's making sure it goes well? It's the Karev. So the Karev always is responsible. He feels responsible. I'll give you an example. Tosfos gave an example of Rebbeinu Tam, who was a different city. You know, his sister lived in South Africa, and she had a husband. He didn't have to worry about it. Zokta, that's Tosfos speaking out. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Meisoy in. It's Maswa here. It has to be your Karev. Av Masham Reloy, but the Shemrim, let's say the hire a Shemer overnight to watch the mace, he is Chayiv in Mitzvahs. That's what it sounds like. Break the Gemara, Vahatanya, Ha Masham Reloy, Sa Mace, Av Abisha Eno Y Mace, Soy Potter. Someone's watching the mace, even though it's not his own mace, not his Karev, it's Potter, but Kriyash Vamon Tilo, and not Tvilin, and come with some Mitzvah Tayra. So, Gemara, you're right. Masham Reloy, Abisha Eno Y Mace, Soy. There's something called Shemer, and that Ptur Kamavuya Rashi is a Ptur of Oisik Be Mitzvah, Potter Mena Mitzvah. So a shomer is not mechuyev. While he's busy with mitzvahs, he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. But while he's busy with the mitzvah of mace, he's not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Mace, abishin mashamroi. If it's someone's karav, he's part of mitzvahs, even though he's not watching the mace. And that's al kvoidah shel mace. We call it, it's called the kvoidah shel mace. And the vart is because you are responsible for the kvura, and therefore you're tarred in that, and that's why you're part of from mitzvahs. Zot the Gemara, Smashma, Mesoy or Meshamroy, in is part of mitzvahs. Amahalach Beis Hakvaros Loy. Sounds like maybe in the Beis Hakvaros Laredu mitzvahs. Vatayim Lomit in a Brisa. Lo Yahalach Odom Beis Hakvaros. A person should not walk in Beis Hakvaros with tefillin v'roisha with tefillin on v'sefer Torah v'zroya, and he's holding a sefer Torah v'kayre, or is reading a sefer Torah. And Taisa speaks out that means even reading b'heart in Aladu. V'moisekain Oyve Meshum Loyig L'rosh Chera v'sehu. It's like poking fun of the poor man, which means here the person who's dead can't do mitzvahs anymore. So if you're doing mitzvahs in front of him, you make him feel very, very bad. So you see, even not a meisei, not mesham right, also can't do mitzvahs.
So it doesn't say
what?
It doesn't say that you're pot. It doesn't say you're
pot. Right. So according to Rashi, it's partial because Rashi also learns enough. Really, just ain't tzarich. In tzarich levarach all these things. So then zecha good, but. Yeah, you could have said that. But either way, it says you shouldn't do the mitzvahs, and you're definitely part of it. You're not allowed to do it. So tomorrow, you're not going to have a bit of Torah if you're in the basic forest. You're not going to do it because you're not allowed to. So that's in 4 amas. Chutz arba amas chayiv. More than 4 amas away from the base is chayiv. Don't matter. Mase, toifis dal amas kriyashma. Hocha, chutz dal amas nayim potter. Here, by Meshamrei Meis, even at a Dalat Amos, you also potter from all the mitzvahs, Kriyashma, and Tefillah, and all those things. So that's the same. It's not Shem Meis HaKvaros. Meis HaKvaros, not forgetting within 4 Amos of the Meis. But the Halacha of Meis HaMeshamrei is even more than 4 Amos away. Gufo, we learned. HaMeshamrei is the Meis HaPish, Ein HaMeis HaPotter, Mekriyashma, Menat Tefillah, Menat Tefillin. We call mitzvahs and words with Torah. We said that someone's watching the Meis. He's called the Oisik b'mitzvah, and he's part of the mitzvahs. He's part from Kriyashma, from Tefillah, from Tefillin, and all mitzvahs and muris b'tayra. Hoyu shnayim, zeh meshamer, v'zeh kairi. If there's 2 shomrim, so leave one to watch, and you go daven. V'chazeh meshamer, zeh kairi. And the other one also, and takes turns, the other one will say shema. B'nazeh yoyim, hoyu bo'am b'svina. Let's say they're on a ship, even if it's 2 people, they both could go daven. Menichoi bekeren bezavazu, they leave him in a corner, and mispal, they go both daven. Mispal, his name is Evers Acheris. And Maswa, Tarakam, August, them. I have now, I'm a Ravina, Choshin Lachbarim, you come now. And the Choshin says, you're Choshin Lachbarim. Mars of a Chashina, and therefore you always have to leave someone there, even on a Svina. Well, Mars of a Chashina, and you're not Choshin, so what can you do? It's on a Svina, it's on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So there's no din of tour. So some want to bring a raya from here that people on a plane are not a oinin. So the chari can slug up the raya 2 ways. Number one way is that who said here we're talking about kroivim? Could be we're talking about here dafka Shoimrim are potter on a svina because they can't do anything. They can't do anything. But a karav, maybe he's still tarah. They're thinking about it, and kvoidus shomeis maybe. Okay, and even argue on that. L'maisa the matzias is that these days, even on a plane, you could do more than a svina. Until now, in the past 30 years, they had phones on a plane. Now even more. Now you have email on the plane and other different type of ways of contacting other people. So you could be busy on the plane the whole time with the chevra kedusha if you want, the whole time. And therefore, l'chayra, it's a little shver to say that you're not a oiner. A person is not a oiner on the plane, and it's big machlokes apayiskim. But these are the svaras why people would say there is a din oinin on a plane. So the gemara writes that Tana Rabbanan, Hamoylech Aitzamais Memakom Makom. Someone's bringing bones from one place to another place. Let's say kura, they're reburying someone. Raise a lo yitnei with this guy. Don't put the bones into a sack. Yitnei magava chamar and put on top of chamar. Yirkav aleim and travel. Sit on it while you're traveling. Because no yigbe minig b'zayim. Because it's b'zayim. Do that. Taisa speaks out that you could sit on the chamar and let it be slung behind you. The bag of bones. That's fine. Just you shouldn't sit on it. If you're worried, listen, they might steal it and they have to run away. So mutter, you're allowed to sit on it and run away with the behemoth. Ugederach shalom b'ad samos. The same halach as we said b'ad samos, kachar m'sef v'teiru, the same halach as we say v'teiru. Zog t'mar, hey, what does that mean? The same halach by at samos is by sef v'teiru. Ilema v'areisha, we're saying areisha dinala, sit on it. Pshita, of course, if me gara sef v'teiru at samos, if you can't sit on at samos, you can't sit on a sef v'teiru. So we're allowed sefer. The chiddush is on the sefer that I'll list them. It's mutter to be ride on them. It's mutter to ride on them, and that's mutter. And Tosfos speaks out that it's mutter also to put the sefer Torah hanging behind the behema and to ride the behema regular also. Just like we said by Tosfos it's mutter, by sefer Torah it's mutter also. Ayin Tosfos is the maschal v'yirkav and ella. Zog the gemara vayta. Amar Chava on Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone sees a mace going by, it doesn't go after the levaya. He's over on this iser that you've been loyig l'rosh. And if you did go together with the mace, you malava the mace. Malva Hashem choinin dal. And the way Rashi learns, it means you read a malava, and so choinin dal, which means someone who is good to Adal, which here it means a mace. He's Malava and a mace. It's like he's Malava Hashem. Malava Hashem Choyin Adal. A Choyin Adal is like Malava Hashem. And another pasuk is Mechabdo Choyin Evyan. A Choyin Evyan is like Mechabed Hashem. Someone agaris those last three words. But either way, we see the schar is that we machshavit ki'ilu he's Malava Hashem Kavayachal. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yehudson have shakli was the basic forest. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yehudson were in the basic forest. Have a koshadia tchelto the Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason's tchelis was sticking out, which means it's tzitzis. The tzitzis was hanging out. Omale Rabbi Chia Dalye, pick it up. Don't let it hang down so low. And pick it up. So the mason shouldn't say, you know, tomorrow you guys are coming to us, but everyone we know, he learned yesterday, Akar L'misa, and now you're embarrassing us, saying, oh, we can't do these mitzvahs. Omalei, so Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Chia, what are you talking about? Miyadei kuli hai. You think they know what's going on? They're sitting there in an oran, you know, 6 feet under. They don't know what's going on. Miyadei kuli hai. V'aksiv ha-meisim eina yoyedim uma. And now it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk says, in Keheles, v'a-meisim einam yoyedim uma. That's what Rabbi Yonason tainted. Omalei, so Rabbi Chia said back, you know, you never learn Keheles like a mensch. Because that's not the touch. I'm like, in Karisa, if you learned it, Loishanisi, you didn't chaz it. Imshanisi, you chaz it, Loishlasi, you didn't learn a third time. And even if you learned it three times, Imshalashta, Loi Pirshalach, you don't have a right pshat in this pasuk. I'll tell you pshat in the pasuk. Dr. Bechir. Basically, Bechir isn't telling pshat in the pasuk that it doesn't mean, a Mason, any Yoidim Uma, does not mean that Mason don't know what's going on. It's a different pshat in the pasuk. Not that he's bringing a riot that Mason do know, he's going to bring a riot that your pasuk is not true. You have no pshat in the pasuk. In the pasuk, it says, Ki achayim yoidim shiyamusu, v'ameisim eni yoidim u'uma. I'm going to tell you outside first before you see the inside. Achayim yoidim shiyamusu means that achayim are referring to tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are called chayim, why? Because they're chayim forever. They live forever, even after misa they're called chayim. So chayim yoidim shiyamusu means tzaddikim know they're going to die, and therefore they're very careful not to waste any time because they know they're going to die. Rishoim, which are Mesim, they're always called Mesim. Mesim ain't at the moment. They don't know anything. They have a good time now. They don't care about death. They don't believe they're ever going to die. So that's Pshat in the Pasuk. So let's sit here and talk. Tzadikim, when they die, are still called Chayim. How do we know? Shenema is a Pasuk in Shmuel, talking about Beno Ben Yada, who's a general, who's a big warrior, and he also, I think, was an Av Bezdin. Beno Ben Yada, Ben Ishchai. The Pasuk says he was a Ben Ishchai, which really means, Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk means Ben Ishchayel. He was the son of Ishchayel, a powerful person. Rav Palim, he did a lot. Mekavtzel, from the city of Kavtzel. This is all Pasuk Pshat. We're going to see the Gemara and the Taicha different. Hu Hike, Shnei Ari El Moyev, he killed two warriors from Moab, who yard the hikas Ari v'seich Habar v'yem Hashalik, and he killed the Ari in the bar v'yem Hashalik. That's what pasuk says. So we bring a raya, we tie this pasuk, and we bring a raya from this pasuk that tzaddikim are called chayim. So first thing he says like this: Ben Ishchai, Otu Kuliyama bnei Meisinu. That's a whole different way. It says Ben Yomu, the Ben Ishchai is the son of a living person. Most he's saying everyone who's a Ben Ish someone usually is a Ben Ishchai, he's not born from a dead person. So what's Bnei Meisininu? El a Ben Ishchai shafilu b'misasa karuchai. Even when he's dead, he's called a Chai. Could tzadikim, even when they're dead, are called Chaim. And this is a raya that's tzadikim called Chaim. And that's, we'll see weiter pshat in the pasuk on the next recording. We'll see Pshat in the next pasuk. But the point is, we're saying that here when it says, Meisim Eyyim Demuma means Rishaim, and we'll see as the Gemara continues.